Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 2nd, 2016. We're in the first hour of the broadcast tonight. I've got a lot of news and information that I want to share with you tonight, especially before we go to any phone calls. And I'm going to mix it up a little bit tonight. We are on the verge of Dependence Day, July 4th, Monday. There's actually fireworks going off in the background here at the studio where I'm broadcasting from. And, I've just got a lot of things I want to share in the news and my perspective on what we've seen. You know, I had to be out last week, and I know broadcasters, mainstream and otherwise, covering Brexit. My faith's weak that Britain will ever leave the EU, but what have you. I mean, obviously it would be for the best for the people in the country if they did, but Parliament has to vote. The other thing in the news that's just dominated this week was the meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. I promise you, they're taking that exactly where they want it to go. I mean, all of the radio shows endlessly talking about that event, like they really got caught with their hands in the cookie jar on that one. Trust me, it's going wherever they want it to go. Nothing is going to happen to Hillary Clinton. People's been dreaming these dreams for years now that like Obama's going to be impeached or Hillary's going to be up. The Clintons commit murder, for God's sake, and get by with it. What? She's going to get caught up in some email BS? Come on. But we shall see. Whatever the Zionist establishment has for us with their political theater, since we don't know what's going to happen next, I guess we all just live through it together. But if you've got the stomach to watch the sickening bunch of ridiculous lies. And my faith, Sheldon Adelson meeting with Trump over in Scotland, my faith is completely weak on. In fact, I'm really amazed at the endless amount of dissecting Donald Trump. I mean, just constantly, everywhere, anything you turn on, it's endlessly dissecting Donald Trump. If he picks Newt Gingrich for a running mate, which God hope that he don't. They were showing on the news that he was considering sellout trader Richard Burr right here from North Carolina, who's been one sorry excuse of a senator, I'll tell you that much. I don't think he'll pick Burr because he'll carry North Carolina without him probably. But who knows? Maybe he will. I certainly would have difficulty voting for him, that's for certain. But we shall see. But my face week in the whole political establishment is rigged to the hilt for any of us to try to get excited about we're going to vote our way out of this, I think is ridiculous at this point, including Donald Trump. And the other thing, people are always talking about, well, if Donald Trump loses, you know, we're going to have all this momentum. There'll be no momentum. There'll be no movement. There'll be nothing if Donald Trump's plane goes down or he loses in the 51-49 charade of an election. There will be no, I don't think there'll be any movement. Where was the movement at before? My God, look at what we've choked down. We have no movement. It'll all fall apart. Yes, now I have, I've probably busted everybody's bubble, but, that's just the way I see it, you know, and certainly I'm pessimistic and jaded, but hey, how about this for some news? When you think you've heard it all, now maybe some of you have heard this. I have not. DailyStormer.com reporting it. You know, when you're, when you, I do watch some television, and gosh, it's unbelievable what's on there too. But, ChristianMingle.com, been advertising for, I don't know what, 2 or 3 years, maybe longer, I don't know, where supposed Christians could go and meet other Christians. And I'm going to read from the Daily Stormer. Whenever normal white people try to flee from society, which is being flooded with filth, the filth finally catches up. Those Christians who try to preserve some measure of healthy values in their lives can't be left alone under any circumstances. The website Christian Mingle, which is a dating service for Christians, used to only cater to normal relationships, which is to say that men could only date women and vice versa. But that offended some perverts who couldn't stand to bear the implication that their fixations was somehow unhealthy or socially unacceptable. Now, reading from the Washington Times, ChristianMingle.com, an online dating service for Christian singles, must start allowing people to seek out same-sex relationships under a judge-approved settlement. Oh, yeah, you're hearing it right. Christian Mingle only required new users to specify whether they were a man seeking a woman or a woman seeking a man. But two gay men filed a class action claim against the site's owner, California-based Spark Networks, Inc., claiming that the site limited options and violated California's anti-discrimination laws. The Wall Street Journal reported, for now, Christian Mingle will only ask a user whether he is a man or a woman. Spark Network agreed within 2 years it would adjust other features to give gay singles a more tailored experience, the Wall Street Journal reported. Spark also agreed to pay both men $9,000 each and $450,000 in attorney's fees. The company didn't admit any wrongdoing in the report. It doesn't that blow your mind that that is where we've come to? And, you know, it, for the most part, I know, you know, I know that a lot of churches leave an awful lot to be desired, but there's still a lot of Christian people out there, I would assume, that oppose homosexuality. And they don't even have the right. They don't even have the right to have a website that doesn't cater to homosexuals. I mean, it. Look how far we have come in such a short amount of time. And there is no, that I know of, organized movement to do a gosh darn thing about anything. We just take it, and we take it, and we take it, and we take some more, and they keep taking it. And the liars on the TV and the lying politicians, the lying media just continues to tell us that we need more of the same poison. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take, or if it's even possible, to wake up this depraved, ignorant, sick society in which I live in. Right here, now, and I am in at least what would be considered extremely rural circumstances, you know, in this, where I live in this part of this state. It's really rural. Our Dollar General was being robbed the other day in broad daylight, and an armed citizen, thank God, caught the perpetrator. Yeah, growing up here, you never heard of that kind of thing ever. I was listening to Don Black earlier in the week, and they were talking about how to dress. They were talking about how to dress for protests. If you're going to go out to a protest, I've actually got the story coming up about what happened in Sacramento. We'll get to that. But I'm going to take it a step further. It's not how to dress for a protest. I absolutely, if you're going to go protest, you need your combat boots on and everything. You need to dress that way every day, everywhere you go. You need to go ahead and mentally get ready, get fit, and wear your boots. I don't go anywhere without my big leather Red Wing boots, because when the opportunity comes to stomp somebody in the face, you're not going to catch me in some flip-flops, okay? Just this past week, on WXII, over in a neighboring county, a lady, I don't know, she looked like she was probably 55, 60. I'm not good at that sometimes. She's in a van. She's got another gentleman with her. I don't know if it's some of her kinfolk or what. He looked like he's about 55 in flip-flops. They're at a stoplight, and it's you can't turn right on red. But up behind them comes a carload of black people who starts honking the horn and yelling racial epithets. But no hate charges have been filed, trust me. But anyway, because they won't turn right on red, because these people have sense enough to obviously understand and obey the traffic laws. The perpetrators chase them down, get out, and attempt to kill them, physically beat them up. I mean, these black guys are swinging at this older white lady, and this white dude is really beating them down. But his feet got burnt because the asphalt was so hot, and then some more people come running and jumped in. Being beat on the street, out here in this area where I don't live in Charlotte or, you know, Philadelphia or anything like that. You know, I'm out here. This is kind of new in this area, at least to me, where you're being beat down by thugs and filth while you're at a stoplight. Grown men swinging at older women. All of it caught on tape, of course. And, of course, no follow-up have I seen on the news. But what I'm trying to tell you is, this is the society in which we live. Diversity has destroyed the fabric of any kind of security that we did have in this country, a lot safer neighborhoods. It's all been destroyed by design. You need to wear your combat boots. You need to carry a cane, whether you need one or not. It could come in handy. You need to have clubs in your cars. You need to start getting used to openly carrying your gun everywhere you go. Takes a little getting used to in the beginning, but you can do it. That is the society that this bunch of sellout traitor career politicians that are in the pockets of the Zionists, in the pockets of the banks, have brought to you. And I don't expect it to change, no matter what happens in this election. What I'm trying to tell you is the message here is prepare for it to continue to get worse. I'm going to be getting to a story here shortly about Jonathan Bonehill in the United Kingdom. We have got to cover that story. I don't know if anyone else has. You've got to hear that one coming up. You know, here recently, I'm not going to go back down through the broadcast from 2 weeks ago, but here recently, I quit doing a morning broadcast here locally that I'd done for 8 years, that had went from 1 hour to 9 hours per week to back to 1 hour and everything else that could possibly happen, kicked in and off of various syndicators and in and on various radio stations here in this area. But I did that show for 8 years, and during that time, I interviewed Dr. Gene Schroeder, David Walker when he was the Comptroller General, Jim Tucker, Bilderberg fame, Russell Means, Doyle Shamley, I think the last interview that he's ever done, Judge Napolitano, believe it or not, one time, Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Robert Bowman, Tex Mars, Chuck Baldwin, Reverend Billy. One time, Reverend Billy, how about that? But I've got a song I'm going to play for you after the first break. that I closed that 8 year, it was 8 years and a couple of months broadcast with. And I think that you'll really enjoy this song. And I wanted to share it with you. And during that time, you know, I was involved in a lot of various protests here in the area. And, I didn't see that it's doing any good to try to continue to educate people locally as to the matters that are at hand. Met a ton of great people through it, a ton of great people, but you just have to move forward and make changes at times. Also, while I got just a couple of minutes here, I wanted to make mention. Watched the documentary film this past week, Zeitgeist Addendum. If you've never watched that, that's a really good documentary film to check out. A lot of great information right there. You know, I think one of the things that frustrates me the most is, you know, on broadcasts like this and with the RBN listening audience, I know you're educated in a multitude of various issues. But one of the things that has always frustrated me the most is that you would think that people that you couldn't reach any other way, you could explain the banking system to them. You could explain how it is backed by absolutely nothing, how that it's printed out of thin air, that how it is a Ponzi scheme, how much you pay back when you borrow money for a house, how unfair and unjust the system is, and how nothing about this is taught. But yet, my experience, years after years after years of, and sometimes when I would go down through the banking system, people would flatly deny that it's the truth. I mean, you know, you're stunned when you can't get people to understand 9/11, but you really should be flabbergasted when you can't get them to understand that the monetary system here in America that really runs the world, if you do just a little bit of rudimentary investigation, you can find out that it is lacks a lot to be desired. But it goes back to people are just completely disinterested in understanding reality. They may love their fantasy football. They may know everything there is to know about, you know, some useless information about the Charlotte Hornets or something, but they really just don't care. And you know what? Until we get enough people in this country that really care about affecting some true change, how will it ever happen? You know, I'm like the rest of you. When I see these people flocking out to these Trump events, you know, it tries to give me hope too. It tries to give me hope too, but that little voice deep down in my mind that I've heard, that I've rejected so many times when I tried to have faith in Ron Paul, this time I'm listening to it. All right, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Fan. Coming up on a break. Be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Studio, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And, you know, during the course of doing this broadcast and my other activism, I have met some of the absolute best people that you could hope for in a lifetime. Really. I truly have. And one of those gentlemen is absolutely Robert Lloyd. You know, people go at this all different kinds of ways. As far as trying to affect change or trying to make a difference or hoping to make a better future for our children, Robert Lloyd uses his music. And I've always, the music in the broadcast has always meant a lot to me. Sometimes I spend right much time putting together what I want to play for bumper music in some broadcast. I chose this song to end this part of my broadcast career, I guess you would say, that ended 2 weeks ago. I chose this song, and I think it's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard, period, in my life. And I wanted to put it in this broadcast. I wanted to share it with you. And so here we go. This is Robert Lloyd with Your Wings.
Take my just about time, and I'm feeling kind of low. I think I've done all that I could. I'm begging loud if you would love. Give me some wings and I'm ready to go. I want to fly to a better place. With your wings I'll go without a trace. To this world I'm gonna say goodbye. Lord, with your blessing I'll be able to fly. With your wings, with your wings. I know it's my time, I can feel it today. It's not for me to worry, Lord, I'm coming your way. I know I'm at the end of my life. I struggle through both hunger and strife. Oh, I try to be strong. Now show me the way. I want to fly to a better place. With your wings I'll go without a trace. To this world I'm gonna say goodbye. Lord, with your blessing I'll be able to fly. With your wings, with your wings. Life's been tough, but I still give thanks. You always took the time, Lord, to hear my complaints. I feel I've done all that I could, and everything I thought I should have. If I only had wings to help me to fly. I want to fly to a better place. With your wings I'll go without a trace. To this world I'm gonna say goodbye. Lord, with your blessing I'll be able to fly. With your wings, with your wings, with your wings.
All right, there you go, Robert Lloyd. With your wings, I ended an 8-year career owned radio broadcast. Wasn't much of a career, certainly didn't pay anything. Owned that song, and you know, check him out on YouTube because that is a very talented activist artist. And you know, we need more people like him. God bless you if you're out there. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, foodforliberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, foodforliberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Getting a lot of interest in that song. If you want to email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, email me and I will do my very best to email you that song. It may not be tomorrow, it's a holiday weekend, but I will do my very best to email you that song. Just email me and say I'd like a copy of With Your Wings. I'll send that to you. And I'm going to mix it up more in the broadcast and do stuff like that, because this is activism. It's as important as anything. He does a lot of other things besides that, or that type of music, all kinds of activism, and just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Like I say, I think it's one of the very best songs I have ever heard in my life, and I just love the meaning of it. So, Robert Lloyd, if you're out there, we love you. Hey, how about this? Have you seen this in the news? Now, I try to watch the evening news when I can, and not everybody can catch it all the time. It's such a farce. But this past week, Washington, CNN reported the Pentagon said Thursday it was ending the ban on transgender people being able to serve openly in the U.S. military. All of this floodgate is all happening now. It's not a happenstance. the announcements, which removes one of the last barriers to military service by any individual, was made by Defense Secretary Ass Carter, who has been studying the issue for almost a year. The decision comes as the military has witnessed major changes in the role of women and the inclusion of gays, lesbians, and bisexual service members in recent years. The purpose of the military, I'm reading some of this from a Daily Stormer article, but the purpose of the military is not to win wars anymore anyway. So, I bet we are the laughing stock of the entire world. Can you imagine? And I wanted to get this story in this hour. Haiti refuses to take back invader murderer. No, this shouldn't be of a surprise to anyone, but just listen to this, because there's some segments of this story I was like, really? Oh, to nude. An illegal immigrant from Haiti who butchered a young Connecticut woman with a knife could not be deported back to Haiti because that country refuses to take back its nationals. It has emerged after an investigation into the status in the his status in the U.S. has emerged. The report revealed that Haiti just ignores all requests to take back its citizens. I wonder how they contact them down there, carrier pigeon. According to an investigation carried out by the anti-corruption watchdog site Judicial Watch, and this is a New Observer Online.com story, Haitian Jean Jacques entered the U.S. illegally in the 1990s and went on a crime spree, eventually being arrested and convicted of attempted murder and illegally possessing a gun. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison, but released after just serving 15, before being jailed again for violating his terms of parole. Look what it's already cost us before he murdered this beautiful young white lady. But finally, he was released in January of 2015, just 6 months later. He stabbed 25-year-old Casey Chadwick to death in Connecticut. That state, Judicial Watch pointed out, has long protected illegal immigrants with sanctuary policies and even offers them special driver's license. But the brutal and gruesome crime ignited fury in the state's congressional delegation. With the state's congressional delegation, and it was demanded that the Department of Homeland Security open an investigation. According to Judicial Watch, the DHS watchdog reluctantly put on its lengthy list of ongoing projects earlier this year, and the findings were made public in a scathing report issued this month. In the report, Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, branch is blasted for not doing more to remove this person from the country and failing to contact the Haitian consulate in Miami, Florida to request travel documents for his rejection. There is no record that ICE made the request, the report states. ICE didn't bother asking the State Department for help because it believed the agency's involvement was typically limited to aliens engaged in terrorism. Not terrorism, if you're just out here murdering young white women. Once released from jail, supervision was minimal and ineffective, the watchdog group added. In fact, he was listed as a passenger on 3 flights to Haiti, but the Haitian government refused to repatriate him. God. As Judicial Watch remarked, the U.S. government simply followed the orders of a famously corrupt third world country that gets billions in humanitarian aid from American taxpayers, and he was released to yet kill again. According to the U.S. government's official U.S. aid website, U.S. taxpayers gave, listen to this, $226,973,000 to Haiti last year. Last year, we, the ignorant fools of America, give $226 million to Haiti, a country that's been, rebuilt 3 times. It's It's just like flushing it down your nearest toilet. And I still don't understand why all these Christian organizations and the rest of them, when our whole country is just littered with homeless veterans and people in need, they continue to go down to Haiti and they exercise in complete futility to help them. Haiti become independent in 1804. How about that? Over 200 years ago, that country's almost as old as America. A fact which utterly disproves the liberal worldview, which believes that all people are equal in ability, no matter what their origin. Is that not a sad fact? I mean, unbelievable the stupidity that is exercised by this government. And it is diabolical. It is deliberate. It is by design. The good news for me is, you know, the more money they waste, maybe the sooner this whole thing will go pop. You know, my faith is weak that there's going to be any kind of organization that's going to work to try to truly affect change in this country. From my my little tiny investigation, heck, we had more going for us 30 years ago than we got now, especially in this area. But you know, that brings me to my next story, which I found rather interesting. You would have to check out some of the video from it, but a group tried to, they had a permit, they were going to protest on their, in Sacramento. A new chapter in the national workers' struggle has been written. The tide is turning, and this renewed spirit of world history began to peek through the clouds gathered over our people. We are on the brink of the dawn of a new era. On June 26th, the Golden State Skinheads and California Skinheads, alongside trad worker, whatever that is, sought to peacefully assemble on the steps of the Sacramento Capitol grounds to protest globalization, neoliberalism, and the unrestricted violence of deep state Marxist paramilitaries who traditionally have made it possible for anyone to give an opinion that is the right of George Soros. For 2 months, they said they had received hundreds of death threats. And so they decided to go ahead and have their event. Now, it did not last mere seconds, I guess, because hundreds, and this group that was going to hold this protest was probably like, I don't know, there's a picture of them, maybe 25 or 30. Hundreds came. Hundreds. A left-wing organization called By Any Means Necessary, led by Donna Stern, organized a campaign vowing to block our right to express ourselves through the utilization of violence. This organization, along with ANIFA Sacramento, posted flyers and stickers throughout Sacramento asking people to attend the rally with bricks, baseball bats, in an open incitement to violence. It appears the curvature of Ms. Stern's nose allots her a lot of privilege above the law. Now, I'm just reading from the article. Eventually, it became clear the police would do nothing to protect our permit, and our men, armed with nothing but shields and flagpoles, drew the line in the sand, back to back and shoulder to shoulder. These heroes showed no regards for their personal well-being and engaged in an intense uphill battle against overwhelming odds. Baseball bats and knives were wrestled away from the attackers, and six of the attackers had to be hospitalized in critical condition, with many more treated for lesser injuries. Only one of our comrades suffered a serious casualty, being stabbed in the back from behind. So if you saw the video of this event in Sacramento, these people that preach tolerance, these people that say everyone else must openly embrace acceptance. They're quite a violent mob when anyone organizes in opposition to their tolerance views. I am here to tell you, things are changing so rapidly in this country, it's hard to even keep up. And I think my biggest fear is that the American male has been so successfully neutered through the endless brainwashing of the television, through the mind-numbing political correctness. You know, I have, through my misadventures here in the last 3 months, and myself and my wife, we have discussed this at length. The biggest fear people seem to have anymore, or right now, at this point in time, is being called a racist. The Turner Diaries really were prophetic in a couple of ways, because exactly what was described as far as the mindset that would be in place during the events of the book is exactly the way it is now. People's biggest fear seems to be in any way being considered a racist. Now, they have broadened the definition of racist to such extent that it includes any and all white people practically. Because, you know, I'm not openly advocating hurting anyone else, and I fully believe that any and all races should have the right to celebrate their heritage, their culture, be proud of it, and work hard for their children and their grandchildren and so on. Future. I'm a strong advocate of that. But the hypocrisy is just incredible when it comes to this issue. And really, you know, when you come to grips with the fact that the white race is being genocided and only 2% of the whole world's population is white women of childbearing age, and you see the media manipulation, and you see exactly what is unfolding, and you see the changing demographics, and all the while you see the lack of concern about this situation. You know, I was having this conversation just a few nights ago. You know, no, there is your church, your parents, your schooling, wherever you went to school, of course not the television or the media, nothing promotes for our youth how important genetics plays a role in who you mate with. Nothing is taught, unless your parents done it, nothing is taught about how important it is who you pick to make babies with for healthy babies. You know, it's common in everything else, breeding of livestock or anything else. It's openly discussed, but it's like it's taboo if it's supposed to be discussed with regards to human beings. But it absolutely, of whom you choose to make babies, is of the utmost importance. And that's something that's never, ever, 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 ever taught, discussed, brought up into the open. And look at the results. Look at the results. I don't think I've ever seen a society of more limp-wristed, girly boys than what we see right now. The most girl, they wear thin, tight jeans. I don't know. I mean, I hate to sound like some old fuddy-duddy, but that's changed drastically, and I see it, and it's not in a good way. You know, and what do you blame it on? You blame it on the manipulation of the media, the depravity of the music, and everything else. The whole conglomeration of everything is marching this society right off the cliff. I mean, if you go out in public, you see it. And I don't know that at this point in time, with as bad as it is, as ugly as it is, as dumbed down as this society is, as greedy as this society is, as sick as this society is, I don't know, you know, what would save it besides divine intervention? Or should it even be saved? We're coming up on a break. When we come back, the FCC, they want to control that internet. Back in moments.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist. Everyone else is a reality theorist. I wanted to make mention tomorrow morning I will be on Republic of Texas with Steve O'Brien for an hour tomorrow. So tune in. Check that out if you'd like. And, you know, I wanted to make mention, I was just looking through a little bit of the news. This is a short segment here. Breitbart.com right now got a story up, AP story. A Mexican national charged with aggravated murder and the shooting death of three people at a rural Oregon blueberry farm, has been deported six times, most recently in 2013. Our government is a by-design abstract failure. They should be, all the politicians should be charged with accessory to murder before and after the fact, conspiracy to commit murder, for their dereliction in their duty to secure our borders. I do not understand how in this country, at the point we are in now, the shape we are in now, that we don't see any kind of real backlash toward these politicians. I stand appalled. And Angela Merkel and in Germany. I stand really, really amazed at how much the American people, how much death and rape and looting they are willing to choke down day after day, month after month, year after year now. These stories are so commonplace where someone that has been deported and comes back, or they won't deport, murders our people in this country. You know, I know I was out last week and probably everybody else covered the story of these filthers that they're bringing in from Syria that are raping little girls, and they're not doing anything about it, or they're trying their best, or they want to prosecute people in the area that talk trash about the situation. I mean, it is, I stand amazed that we have got a country that is this far gone, in direct opposition to its own people for the sake of bringing in foreigners that we know is the epitome of ridiculous to do in the first place. And yet, here we are. You know, I'm going to get into, in the second hour, I'm going to get into some of the Southern Baptist Convention and some of the absurdities that now they are taking place with organized religion. And I guess the good news is, the more they openly embrace depravity, the faster they are taking themselves to their utter extinction. And also, next hour, if you've not kept up with the story or heard anything about this Joshua Bonehill story, you're going to hear that. Back in moments.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative.